Hello, I'm Richard Sage, and welcome to another episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. In this episode, we'll be talking about the relationship between business and IT strategy, and what to do in a scenario where the business strategy that necessarily needs to inform your IT strategy is either ill-defined or unclear. So it feels like an accepted truism that an organization's IT strategy should absolutely be informed by, aligned to, and help deliver and enable the organization's business strategy. This assumption is, of course, based on a much bigger and problematic assumption that a clearly defined, rational, original, coherent, communicated, and understood business strategy actually exists. In my experience, this clearly defined, rational, original, coherent, communicated, and understood thing that we place so much weight on and responsibility upon to inform and guide our other strategies, whether it's IT, people, digital, whatever, normally only partially, as in it might be communicated, understood, and coherent, but it might not be rational or original, or some other combination of those attributes, or it might only implicitly exist. What will often exist is a set of organizational memes, catchphrases, myths, and stories that masquerade as an implicit strategy within the organization. So what if you are working in an organization wanting to create or refresh an IT strategy, but you find one of the foundational building blocks upon which your IT strategy needs to rest is either wholly or partially missing? You have to fill in the blanks. Why? For a start, no one else is going to do it for you. Secondly, you have a specific and timely need. You have to satisfy yourself and your stakeholders that the IT strategy you are producing is correct. And thirdly, going through the exercise of attempting to nail down your understanding of the business strategy and making the implicit explicit gives an opportunity for your stakeholders to say, "No, that's not right," and verbalize and clarify their understanding of the business strategy. I'm not saying you have to create the organization's business strategy for them, and I'm certainly not saying that you might be the best place or best equipped person to do that. But you have to at least create a visible straw person of what you believe the business strategy is to act as a structure around which you can create your IT strategy. By doing this, you can show traceability of the reasoning behind your strategic IT decisions and provoke clarification and hopefully clarity from your stakeholders in areas where your straw person may not be accurate. So in this episode, we've talked about what to do in a scenario where you need to create an IT strategy, but maybe you're doing it in a bit of a void of clarity or definition around the organization's business strategy. In previous episodes, we've touched on a few different techniques you can use to help develop your straw person. In my upcoming How to IT Strategy course, we will go into more detail about how to ensure you create a great IT strategy. You can sign up for early access to the course when it launches and an early bird discount at howtoitstrategy.com. You can also subscribe to my free newsletter, which accompanies this podcast, which you can sign up for at resage.substack.com. This has been another episode of the How to IT Strategy podcast. I've been Richard Sage. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.